This week, after several months of tests, Walmart formally launched its online music service. The company that shook the foundations of traditional brick-and-mortar retail with its cheap prices will now go toe-to-toe with Apple's successful iTunes music store. Walmart is offering songs for 88 cents compared to 99-cent downloads from iTunes. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
Tammy Martin, music lover, clutches about 7 CDs as she peruses the fluorescent-lit racks at a Walmart in Northern Virginia. This is where she comes to buy music at least 3 times a month.
It's cheaper. It's cheaper to buy it here than it is anywhere else.
Martin is a country music fan, and she says at Walmart she can find everything she wants. But when she was told she can download songs at Walmart.com without even leaving her house, she was shocked.
In a way, I think that's stealing. And I feel that anything that is downloaded off the computer from anywhere is stealing. So if I come here and buy it, then I've paid for it, and I'm getting what I pay for. So that's how I feel.
Martin's reaction may be an unexpected consequence of the recording industry's campaign against piracy. With 4 years' worth of publicity and lawsuits, there may be more Tammy Martins who don't know you can download music easily, legally, and cheaply.
88 cents for a song that you really like? I could do that.
Martin is one of the 138 million people Walmart draws into its stores every week. Company spokesperson Cynthia Lin says Walmart research shows that 2/3 of those customers shop online.
And about 2/3 of that number are visiting our website, walmart.com, with a broadband connection.
And that means they can download music fast. With that kind of power, Walmart could potentially pose as much of a threat online as it did to terrestrial competitors like Tower Records, which recently filed for bankruptcy. Walmart now sells about 14% of all music in the world.
Spent $48 last night at the county fair.
This song by Tim McGraw can only be legally downloaded from the Walmart website, which sells about 300,000 songs. That's fast approaching the 500,000 song catalog of its more expensive competitor, iTunes. But Chris Bell, iTunes director of product marketing, says he's not too worried.
The battle's not being fought over price. What's going on is people are drawn to this on a musical and emotional level, and 99 cents seems to be a fair price where artists can get paid, and it's not a loss leader type of price, and we're going to stick to it because it's working.
The phrase loss leader refers to the practice that made the brick-and-mortar Walmart notorious, offering CDs and other products below cost to attract customers. Some industry analysts speculate that Walmart's 88-cent downloads will do the same thing, get customers to the website for music and come away with patio furniture or baby gear. Spokesperson Cynthia Lin is used to disavowing this theory.
We see this absolutely as a viable, profitable business model, one that has huge growth potential.
Walmart's downloads are not playable on iPods, but they will work on other portable MP3 players. Bill Rosenblatt is an author and editor specializing in digital rights management. He says Walmart is entering a highly competitive field that will only get more intense.
You've got iTunes from Apple, you have Real Networks, you've got Music Match, you have Buy Music, Music Now, Napster. There are just way too many of these guys, and there's very little to differentiate among them.
Soon, Rosenblatt says, low-cost computer company Dell will enter the fray. So will record label Virgin Atlantic, and a company as ubiquitous in cities as Walmart is in rural America, Starbucks is partnering with Hewlett-Packard to offer its own downloads. All of this keeps people like Danny Goldberg happy.
I think it's great that Walmart is in the paid download business. The more the merrier.
Goldberg heads Artemis Records, home to the late Warren Zevon and to Steve Earle. He says more outlets for music means, at the least, more outlets for musicians. And Goldberg does not believe that Walmart.com will cast so heavy a shadow on the virtual retail world.
I think it's hard to have the kind of dominance in the electronic world because the cost of entry is much lower. You don't have to invest in real estate. So I think it's unlikely that any company, including Walmart, could have the kind of dominance in the electronic world that they do on the ground.
Back at the Walmart in Virginia, Tammy Michaels says although she's now likely to try downloading music from Walmart.com, her husband probably won't.
Because he listens to all the stuff that has the dirty words. So you have to buy that other places.
Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.